to that cardboard. Crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. I'm running out of cash. I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money on some magic cards. Hello, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all of my favorite planeswalkers that are out there. We're bringing it to you live from the Copa America. No, we're not doing that. We do have it in the background, but this is your favorite, your all-time favorite. I'm just going to say it right now. Cardboard Crack Cast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Alec.
And we got some new spicy hotness for you tonight.
New spicy hotness. We got some newly fresh off the press, spoiled Eldritch Moon cards. We've got some deck techs that we're going to go over, and then we are going to talk a little bit about how Eternal Masters has settled prices, all that fun stuff. So we're going to start off with the spoils, because, you know, spoiler alert, it's the shit.
Let's save the best for last. Let's just do that right now.
Yeah, we'll save the best for last. But first off, I do want to say this. I watched, I didn't watch it live, but I want to say his name is Jimmy. I can't remember his last name.
Who? Jim Davis?
No. He was with Mark Rosewater, and had like the first spoil card, all that fun stuff. And it was, they did it really well. First off, if you have a chance, you can go on to Magic the Gathering or Wizards of the Coast website and watch the Eldritch Moon spoiler trailer. That was amazing. That trailer, I loved it. It made me so excited.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. People are, they liked it.
Yeah. I'm excited. I mean, you know, obviously you're gonna have some people who are pissed that the villain of this series is not who they wanted it to be, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
But most of us were like, yeah, we saw this coming from like a mile away.
But okay, so and I cannot remember who said this, but they said it the best. When I find out, I'll quote you. You shouldn't be upset at what is coming. It's not like Wizards is getting lazy. It's just a progression of the story that was gonna happen. It's just an inevitable progression of a story that is being told.
It's either it comes now or it comes in a later set.
Yeah,
not now? Off of, you know, what just conspired.
I mean, and it makes perfect sense. Like it is what it should be. It is, you know, it can't be any better than that. But so let's get started with the, you know, before I start mumbling on for hours and hours, let's start with the first blue card we saw spoiled. Coax from the Blind Eternities. It is a two colorless, blue and one blue, sorcery, rare. You may choose an Eldrazi creature, or sorry, Eldrazi card you own from outside of the game or in exile, reveal that card, and put it into your hand. So basically what we are seeing here is you can go into your sideboard and tutor a card out.
Yep.
That is awesome. And it's an Eldrazi, so it just fits perfectly.
If there were tribal things in the last set that said, you know, instant sorcery, like Eldrazi, or something to that extent, I'd say this card would be a lot better, but really, what are you going to tutor for? You're going to tutor for maybe a Kozilek, an Ulamog, and it's for 3 mana. I mean, usually cards like this, they say Wish after it.
Mm-hmm.
Burning Wish, Glittering Wish. These cards, you know, find your instant or sorcery. Find your sorcery. Basically, find your win con in your deck. This is, find something that you probably can't play for a couple turns, and your opponent knows it's in your hand,
and probably has a way to remove it from your hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's it is a card that, if used properly, I think can tutor you something that you need. I mean, granted, with the way that things are in Standard, I don't think that it will be a great card, but I think in, like, maybe a Legacy Eldrazi?
No.
Really? You don't think so?
No. There's no reason a Legacy Eldrazi deck should play this. It's like a wasted card slot, because you're paying 3 mana to tutor up something that isn't going to have an impact right away. Unlike if you could be like, okay, well, I'm going to tutor up like a Release the Ant in a Omni Show deck. Or grab Empty the Warrens, like your Storms or your Belcher Warrens decks.
Sorry, I was watching that. I was watching that in a Storm match today. That was great.
And it just doesn't have the same impact, because it's like, okay, well, what cards do you have that just make extra mana for you? Well, you have your Scions. Well, that makes, you know, your generic colorless mana. That's not really helpful here. I mean, it finds something great, but do you want to have, you know, a win con not in your deck already and just part of your sideboard? Or do you want to have, like, this card be something else that could impact the game directly?
Yeah, that's true. No, I understand. Yeah, I mean, so I'm not going to read the flavor text off this card, because it will get to a creature later that we will be discovering. So you want to take it with the next one?
I'm going to go with the new one that we're just seeing today. We're seeing a new emblem in our top left-hand corner. Looks like instead of your moon and your sun, we have an Eldrazi on the back, on this side. And this is the reverse side of a flipped card. And it is Hanweir the Withering Township. A legendary Eldrazi Ooze creature at rare has trample and haste. Whenever this creature attacks, put 2/3/2 colorless Eldrazi horror creature tokens onto the battlefield, tapped and attacking. And this is also a 7/4.
So basically, we have another
whatever that ooze was.
Yeah, well, whatever that ooze was, but we also have a possibility, especially because it's being a township. We have another possibility of another Ormenthal.
Yep.
You know, it's a Westvale Abbey type situation, because we only have the flip side of it, so we're just taking a stab at this. But it's probably going to be a land card on the other side.
Yeah, being that it's, okay, this is a whole city or a township that has gotten off the ground and came alive.
Basically, yes.
Something underneath the ground said, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being here, I'm taking this whole city with me.
Yep. Alright, yeah, so that card, you know, we don't have any flavor text on it. It looks gorgeous. This one was literally just spoiled. Probably by the time you listen to this, it's not going to be that soon, and you've probably seen it and heard it and know the other side already. But this card was literally spoiled.
Minutes
ago. Like, as we were starting, I was on
Facebook,
and I was just like, whoa, look at that.
Okay, but then one of our second cards that was spoiled from yesterday's announcement was a new legendary dual-colored werewolf. Mm-hmm. Ulrich the Gnarl Horde. Is that right?
It looks...
Gnarlin Horde? Something, whatever. This is, I guess, your new Huntmaster type guy. This is one of the werewolves you want flipping back and forth. Except that he's legendary. For 3, a red and a green, only cost 1 less, did a little more. His human side, whenever this creature enters the battlefield or transforms into Ulrich the Gnarlin Horde, target creature gets +4/+4 until end of turn. Beginning of each player's upkeep, you know, it has the werewolf clause. If no spells were cast, transform him. On his reverse side, we have... Ulrich the Uncontested Alpha, which is whenever this creature transforms, you may have it fight target non-werewolf creature you don't control. And he is a 6-6. So he goes from a 4-4 to a 6-6 that just beats something down.
Basically, yes.
But let's just say there was one more line of text in his human form that said, target creature gets +4/+4 and haste. But you know what? Let's just say other creature you control gets +4/+4 in haste. Let's not make it him. Let's not say, okay, this guy can just transform immediately, turn into a 10-10, and just kill something. That wouldn't be too much fun. No one would like that. So let's give it to another creature. Give it haste. Don't need to give it trample. Doesn't need that. But, you know, make something a threat to get through.
Yeah, true. All right. And now we are on to the last spoiled card. We only got four so far. This spoiler season hasn't even started yet. But we saw the best. The best card first, I believe. Okay, I know everybody's giving it shit. I know they are. But just hear me out. This card, obviously a lot of people are, first off, are angry that it is the villain. But it is, like I said, a known progression of a already told story, basically, even though it's new to all of us. But this story is sort of set in stone, especially once you've gone through Shadows. You see Shadows, this is sort of an already told story, this is what it's sort of leading up to. I know other people had different things, but our villain is Emrakul.
And we finally get to see her.
Emrakul,
the Promised End, at 13 generic mana. Legendary creature Eldrazi at mythic. Alec, you got this?
I got this.
Take us away, brother.
Emrakul, the Promised End, costs one less to cast for each card type among cards in your graveyard.
So, kind of like how Tarmogoyf gets bigger for each card type. Mm-hmm. This card can cost a crap ton less. I think it's up to 7 less mm-hmm. if there were tribals in this set.
Technically, I believe it would be, it's 6 because I don't think
Well, no, it's instant sorcery, artifact, enchantment, creature, land, tribal. So that'd be 7.
Planeswalker.
8. There we go.
So there's no tribal, so it is
6. So it could be 7, yes. Yeah. Then you think about planeswalkers.
Yeah. So, it has some gorgeous artwork. Just so ominous. Just this, over Innistrad. But it's all mighty
tentacles.
Tentacles. Yes, this is like a Japanese. The Japanese version is going to be super hentai.
It's going to have to paint like little girls on there. Yeah. Like wrapped in its tentacles.
And before we even go on, I just want to read the flavor text. The flavor text is some of my favorite that I've seen so far. An enigma as vexing as life itself. I want that quote to be on my tombstone. It is just
Alec
so
Wild
crazy.
Bishock.
Yeah.
An enigma as vexing as life itself.
It's one of those things that I don't know. Like Emrakul's just always been an amazing card to me. You know, I didn't get to play with it in Standard because I wasn't playing at the time of Rise of Eldrazi and Zendikar and Worldwake, but my first Modern deck that I built had Emrakul in it. You know, green red Tron. You know, and I just love Emrakul. I'm excited to see her come back. You know, and so let's finish out this real quick. When you cast Emrakul, you gain control of a target opponent during that player's next turn. After that turn, that player takes an extra turn. So basically, your Mind Slaver.
You get the Mind Slaver for a turn.
Nah, 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 and fuck all your shit up. Excuse my French, but it's gonna be fun. And it also has flying, trample, and protection from instants.
So that right there. What in Modern has, let's just kill this thing right now. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing that is sorcery speed in Modern gets rid of this. Mm-hmm. mean, I can't even really think about, like, sorcery speed removal. It's really your O-Stones, and that's it.
Yeah.
O-Stones and Planeswalkers.
Is Vindicate banned in Modern?
No. But I don't think it's... It might be. But it's, like, not played ever.
Yeah. Vindicate could do it.
Well, I mean, they also have... Let's they have the new the one.
Anguished Unmaking.
Yeah.
You know, it's really funny. But, you know, we'll get back to this real quick. Just sidebar. I was listening to somebody talk about how Anguished Unmaking, they were cracking a box of Eternal Masters on YouTube, and they were saying, oh, I pulled a Vindicate, the worst version of Anguished Unmaking. I'm like, no, it's the opposite way around.
Yeah, you don't Vindicate have to bolt, came, you don't have to bolt yourself to do something.
Vindicate came first. Just because it's an instant speed doesn't mean that it's better.
Yeah.
That's just my prerogative. So back to Emrakul. Take it away, Jeff.
Like, you have to have, like, either Planeswalker or, you know, enchantment removal, artifact removal. Something has to take care of this that isn't an instant. And there's not a lot of that. Path to Exile, gone. You know, any huge burn effect, sacrifice, or I guess sacrifice effects, edict effects can still hit it. But it's still... You're not going to be doing that because, oh, what's in your hand? Okay, well, do that. Let's blow up this guy and let's suicide one of your guys into my Emrakul.
Yep.
So it's... You're going to be losing guys.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the losing side of the board when this thing hits.
Yeah, you're going to be on the losing side of the board, and then you have flying and trample.
Mm-hmm.
So you have very little at flying. Well, I mean, obviously you have flying, but if you really think about it, in a general modern deck,
you have your spirit tokens.
Yes.
And that's really it?
I mean, what's something that's played across the modern? So you're talking like Lingering Souls.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your flying right there.
Yeah, but
it's nothing.
There's your 2/1s, max four.
2/1s, block, flashback, four, block. So what is that? That's four?
Yeah.
You're still taking nine.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, I...
And you're still taking nine and have to deal nine more damage at sorcery speed to it?
Yeah.
And you have to be able to, like, I can't kill it with anything else, so I guess I'm done.
Yeah, and, you know, and people can... I hate to say it like this, but people can complain all they want, but Emrakul was the next step, the next progression in Eldritch Moon.
Yeah.
From Shadows. It's been building up since Battle for Zendikar. This is the next progression. So you're going...
It was either we'd see, you know, after they put Ulamog out, we were either going to see both Kozilek and Emrakul, or we were going to see Emrakul very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And them holding Emrakul was like, okay, well, you know, Innistrad's looking pretty tentacly with all their clue stuff and all the people
ever
getting corrupted.
The Raven Inspector, you know,
yeah,
put the tentacles on the building.
Mm-hmm.
It was the national progression. I know people are angry, and I know the biggest thing, or at least from people that I've spoken to about this, the biggest thing that they wanted, they were hoping instead of Emrakul that it would be like a Merit Lage type.
It could be creature. Three things. It could have been three things. And okay. Emrakul, obviously, number one.
Okay.
So then, obviously, we know that now. But then you could get your Mirror Liege from your Ice Age. Has the same type power that Emrakul has to slip in and out of existence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Planeswalker-esque ability to kind of go in and out of space. Obviously, Emrakul was transported to Innistrad. But, you know, why couldn't any of the other ones? And then your third one, which... I thought in the beginning, I was like, oh my god, it has to be this guy, Nicol Bolas. Right now, as far as I know, he's stuck still in the Conflux of Alara.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing all this wheeling and dealing, convincing different planeswalkers to kind of mess with things. I mean, that's how the whole Eldrazi situation got started. Is Bolas set up, okay, you do this, you do that, and, you know, here, find this scroll. Here, fight these people, meet these people here. It was all set up, and he released the Eldrazi. You know, not himself directly, but he led all the moving pieces to release them onto the plane.
Wheeling and dealing.
Yep.
Nikolai Bolai.
But it's... Obviously, with Emrakul here now, we have to see a way to trap her. And I think our our way of success is within the name. The moon's made out of silver. The hell vault was made out of silver. Emrakul is going to get trapped within the moon. I think the name's right there. Eldritch Moon, that's Emrakul will be. They'll make some new type of hell vault thing with the moon of Innistrad. Sorn will make some sweet new angel of awesomeness. And, you know, Abyssin, like 8.0 and a half.
Yeah, let's hope so.
And, it's just gonna just suck Emrakul right into the, like, Death Star looking thing. Moon opens up, sucks Emrakul in, and, you know, you caught yourself an Emrakul.
That's always fun. Excuse me for my giant cough spike on our on our cast. All right, so those are the spoilers.
With a nice little rant in between.
Yeah, with a nice little rant in between. We're excited. Definitely going to be purchasing some of that. I mean, both of us are not major standard players or standard players at all. I have a standard deck just for funsies because I like me some werewolves. But, you know, it's it is going to be fun. We, you know, really what it comes down to and what this whole podcast is about is it's about the cardboard crack. We just love cracking those packs.
Chasing the eternal mythic dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have, you know, if it's not foil, it's not worth anything. No, it's don't believe that.
Yeah, don't believe that. If you do, though, send all your cards to Alec and Jeff at Cardboard Crackcast. Just send them all. And we'll take them for free. But
all donations are welcome.
All donations are welcome, yes. We will have information on that shortly. No, I'm kidding. You know, it's going to be fun. I just love cracking the booster boxes, having fun with it. I mean, that's all it's about. You know, that's what we're looking for. That's why we're addicted. That's why we spend so much money. Wizards loves us.
They're loyal pawns in their pyramid scheme of selling us pieces of cardboard with glue on them.
Mm-hmm. What a sad way to live life. Yep. No, I'm kidding.
How'd you spend? Magic is great. Alec, spend... Jeff, why are you guys living on the street? I spend all my money on cardboard and glue with pretty pictures on them.
Yeah. Did it at least get you high? Nope. It brought me a lot of sorrow and anger and rage quits.
Oh, but I was so happy when I had them.
It was great. All right, apart from that, we're going to move on to our next subject. It's more of me, so you get to hear a lot of this sexy voice speaking. I'm going to be talking about two decks that I just built.
Oh, God.
Both of them are somewhat budget. One is more
somewhat
expensive.
Budget.
Okay, one is extremely budget.
The other deck maybe costs like $20.
Yeah. The other deck is
like $80.
It's a little more than that. There was like a playset of cards that were a little on the pricey side, but the rest of it is pretty cheap.
What, your spines are worth something?
No, no, that $20 one. I'm talking about the other. We'll get into it. All right, so we're talking about the real dirt cheap one. So for all you poor homeless Magic players, no, I'm kidding. If for all you players who are looking for a cheap deck to build, cheap, I'm talking like you're gonna
under $100,
dude. I'm talking under $50 minus like one card, in which you can easily substitute for another one that's not as good, but you know it's obviously it's up to you. So, this is Trading Post Tron. It's a modern legal deck.
Wait, the other deck is more than this one?
What?
The other deck is more than this? Oh my God, you're kidding me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think that was right.
Right?
I thought you were going to talk about the other one first.
Nope. Yeah, isn't that sad?
Yeah, that's real sad.
So, this deck is super fun. MTG Goldfish did a Much to Brew deck. Tech and matches on their YouTube channel. Shout out to them because, you know, I watch them and I'll see decks. Ooh, I want to play that. And stupid me.
Oh, it's only how much? No, awesome.
$20. Yeah. You know, so it's, yeah, and literally if you play Magic Online, this deck itself online is literally 20 ticks. Like, it's 20 tickets. Like, that's under $20 online. That's
hilarious.
But it's a fun deck. I'm not saying at all that it's a great or, like, a good deck. I'm not saying if you want to play in a tournament to play this deck. But if you're looking to have fun and to annoy the shit out of your opponent...
Well, I'd say it's definitely some spice to bring some to an LGS.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're at your local... I'm talking, like, GPs and Star City events. But if you're at your local game shop, bring something fun like this for a modern tournament. This is great. So, I'm going to read through the build. Main deck. We've got 4 Condescends, 4 Expedition Maps, 4 Repeals, 1 Spell Burst, which, by the way, the artwork is done by my beautiful artist. I fucking love absolutely everything she does, Therese Nielsen.
We love you, Therese Nielsen.
We do, we do. 4 Thirst for Knowledge.
Spell Burst.
Spell Burst.
Why don't you have any in here, then?
It's a one of. Thanks for ruining my flow, Jeff. 4 Treasure Mage, 4 Trading Post, as in the name. This next card, 1 of Mindslaver, which if you can play it right, you will really piss off your opponent. 1 Staff of Nin, 1 Ward of Bones, 2 Mishin the Mind Cage.
That card is goofy.
Yeah, it's great. It's so good. 4 Spine of Isha. 1 Possessed Portal, 1 Academy Ruins, and the Academy Ruins is the most expensive card, by the way. It's about $25 right now for paper. It's, I think, the most expensive online, and I think it's only like $7, which is sad if it's only under $20 to build this deck. 1 Buried Ruin, 1 Ghost Quarter, 10 Island, 4 Mine, 4 Power Plant, and 4 Tower of the Urza, such. This deck is great. I watched somebody play online and literally only lost because his opponent did not concede. He played his opponent's turn for 15 minutes straight with Mindslaver. Just boom, 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 boom. Constantly playing it, and it was a win, but it didn't show it, unfortunately. It was super fun. So if you're looking for a cheap,
I just want to go over some of these cards real quick.
Okay, yeah.
Because like some people might not, you know all these cards off the top of their heads. So Staff of Nin, 6 mana artifact. Like, why are you playing this in Modern? Because I have Tron lands. Why else, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning of your upkeep, draw a card, tap it, deals 1 damage to target creature or player. Okay, self-explanatory.
It's all pinging.
Trading Post, 4 mana. 1 and tap. Discard a card, gain 4 life. 1 and tap. Pay 1 life. Put a 0/1 white goat creature token onto the battlefield. Guess what?
Where my goats at?
1 and tap. Sacrifice a creature. Return target artifact from your graveyard to your hand. 1 and tap. Sac an artifact. Draw a card.
Boom.
The constant rotation of, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So, moving on, repeal, blue and X, return target non-land permanent with converted mana cost X to its owner's hand, draw a card. Ward of Bones, 6 mana artifact. This is the first time I've ever seen this card. I think it was from Morning Tide.
I think that's 5th edition.
It's a son, I think it's Morning Tide.
Oh, it is Morning Tide. Also from 5th edition, I believe.
Okay. Each opponent who controls more creatures than you can't play creature cards. The same is true for artifacts, enchantment, and lands. Oh, you get more everything than me? Sorry, you can't play them.
Yep.
You can only play instants and sorcerers. Oh, your creature-based deck? Sucks to be you.
Yeah, Ward of Bones is super fun.
Condescend. 1 and X. Counter target spell unless its controller pays X. Pretty good with Tron lands.
Mm-hmm.
Scry 2. Yep. Nice little added effect on that. Treasure Mage, 2 in blue. When Treasure Mage enters the battlefield, you may search your library for an artifact with converted mana cost 6 or greater. Reveal that card, put it into your hand, shuffle your library after.
Yep.
Weird, it's like all your artifacts are super high drops. Okay. Thirst for Knowledge, everybody should know what those do. Mindslaver, 6 drop artifact. Weird. Treasure Mage finds this.
Yep.
Foreign tap. Sack Mind Slaver. You control target players during their next turn. And then Academy Ruins. Legendary Land. Tap. Add one mana to your mana pool. Doesn't seem that good. Then one in blue. Tap. Put target artifact card from your graveyard on top of your library. Infinite Mindslaver effect. Yep.
That is the exact loop you are aiming for when you play this deck.
And let me get a couple more. Spine of Ishsa, a 7-drop artifact. When it enters the battlefield, destroy target permanent. When it's put into the graveyard from the battlefield, put it back in your hand.
You can also piss them off if you infinite the Ishsa and you keep just destroying every time, and then it just comes back.
Yeah, because you just sack it with Trading Post.
Yep.
Draw cards with Trading Post, put it back in your hand, and just destroy everything.
Yep. I watched a guy literally clear an entire board.
It seems good. A couple more. Possessed Portal. I saw this card and I just laughed. For 8 mana, artifact. If a player would draw a card, that player skips that draw instead. At the end of each turn, each player sacrifices a permanent unless he or she discards a card from his or her hand. Oh, man. I guess I should discard or sacrifice my Spine of Ishsa. Put it back into my hand. God, it's Spell Burst, 1 and X, with buyback 3. Then if you pay an additional 3 while casting it, you can put it back into your hand. Counter target spell with converted mana cost X. Then Mishin the Mind Cage for 4 and 3 blue. Why not? Legendary enchantment. All creatures get minus X minus 0, where X is a number of cards in your hand.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Oh, super fun.
This deck is hilarious.
Yeah, that's why I built it. It's just, it's super cheap, and it's a giant, I know I could get under a lot of people's skin with this deck, and that's one of the main reasons why I built it. We're going to finish up with the 15-card sideboard. 2 Dispel, 2 Negate, 3 Spreading Seas, 3 Bottle Gnomes, 2 Aether Eyes, 2 Gather Specimens, and 1 more Ghost Quarters to round off your 15-card sideboard. Super fun. If you have a chance, play it. If you're online, 20 ticks for this. It's well worth it. It's super fun. Alright, on to the next deck.
I'll let you read them off. I'll try and find the cards for you.
It's real loud.
I apologize.
Thanks, Jeff, my eardrums are
bleeding.
Quit putting that down on the table.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Alec. I'm so sorry. I won't do it again, sir.
Okay, so this is a...
I still want to know how this deck was more. And I guess I can see it, but just go on.
Alright. So, this is a blue... Black Mill deck. I absolutely love Mill.
Four modern.
This one is one that you could possibly take to a GP. It's more of a, I wouldn't say standard, but less of a...
This is like a tier 2.5 deck.
Yes. It's not quite at tier 2, but it's not a tier 3. It's in between. Shut up, Jeff.
It's pretty deck. Tier 3, but...
Get out of here. You know what? We're going to play a bunch of modern this weekend, and I'm going to tear your ass up with that.
Well, I don't work Sunday, so...
Alright, well, we're going to record Sunday as well, and then I'll kill you and...
You probably will with this deck, yep. And I will laugh it's uncontrollably, because it's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay, so this is my Mill deck. Creatures. I made a couple of changes. I've moved a couple of things around, because I like Manic Scribe from Shadows Over Innistrad, Common.
Uncommon.
Is it an Uncommon?
Yep.
Okay, Uncommon, my bad. I added 3 of her because I like it. So I trimmed a couple of things out. I had a playset of Nihilith. He's from Future Sight. Super fun card. Basically suspend for... it's suspend 7.
I had this card.
Yeah.
I used to have this card.
Yeah, it's a suspend 7, which first off...
I opened it from a pack.
Yeah. Which, first off, like, you see Suspend 7, and you're like, no, I'm not playing that card. No, I'm not playing that card.
But it's one in a black.
Yeah, it's one in a black. Okay,
instead of the six.
Maybe that's not bad. And it's a, is it a 4-4?
4-4 with fear, meaning it can only be blocked by black or artifact creatures.
Mm-hmm. And so you're like, all right, so I guess it's not that bad. I don't remember the exact text, Jeff. Would you read that off for me?
Whenever a card is put into an opponent's graveyard from anywhere, if Nilus is suspended, you may remove a time counter from it. So, you keep milling cards.
Mill. Remove.
Each one of those cards counts as one time counter.
Yep. So, that one works and they're fun. I believe I knocked that down to 3 in there. Fit in 1 scribe from that. I'm running 4 Hedron Crabs. 4 Jace Phantasms.
Your deck has crabs.
Yep.
Landfall. Enter the battlefield. Mill 3.
Yep. Jace is easy. It's the 1/1 flyer. But if there are, is it 10 or more?
Yes.
10 or more in your graveyard, you get +4/+4. So 1/1 flyer becomes a 5/5 flyer very fast. Generally turn 2 if you do it properly. All right, so then we move on to 3 Ashiok Nightmare Weavers. First off, I like to stop and say Ashiok is one of my favorite planeswalkers of all time. Beautiful artwork, just super fun, especially if you're a mill player. You'll enjoy it. You'll absolutely love it. I was just super excited, you know, when I was like, ooh, I can fit her into this deck. Woo! You know, I took a lot of, especially for this deck, I took a lot of ideas. You know, I had a lot of help from the internet. My Card Kingdom fam, or so Jeff calls it when he does his decks. You know, so I had a lot of help, and you know, it may suck, you know.
It's your suggested buy list cards,
basically.
It's all this. It's a lot of what this deck is. Oh, that works. People bought this card with that card. Sure, that looks good. It synergizes well.
It looks like it works. And then you know, I also looked at some current mill decks that have been doing well in modern. You know, and so I just sort of put it together. Thanks, Jeff, for dropping half of my deck.
Yeah, let's like 10 cards.
Alright, so 3 Ashiok, Nightmare Weaver. Now we're on to the spells. We're running 22 of them bad boys.
One creature.
I'm currently running only 2 Crypt Incursions, which are, it's a common from Dragon's Maze.
Pretty spicy, though.
Which is super fun. You know, every creature card that's milled, you gain. Jeff's looking for it.
It's exile a graveyard. You gain 3 life for each creature card exiled this way.
And it's a 2 colorless, 1 black. So nice little 3 drop there after you mill a crap ton to gain life.
Oh, sorry, exile all creature cards from target player's graveyard.
Yeah. Running 4 Archive Trap, which is a fun one. From Worldwake? Or Zendikar? Zendikar.
Pretty sure it's Zendikar. Yep.
And it's, you pay 0 instead of its cost.
That's if they search their library.
So, fetches.
Yep.
Really works in modern. It's a counter. 4 Visions of Beyond.
No, let's say middle of the top 13.
Archive Trap.
That's
the top 13.
I don't know what the other one is.
Yeah, Visions of Beyond is a 1 to draw 1 card if an opponent's graveyard has 20 or more.
Any graveyard.
If any graveyard has 20 or more, you draw 3. So it's like a brainstorm with a...
Well, it's like Ancestral Visions. Yeah.
Yeah. 3 Mind Funeral.
Mill until you hit 4 lands.
Yep. 4 Glimpse of the Unthinkable. This was the pricey card. This is what put that deck high.
Target player put the top 10 cards of his or her library and his or her graveyard. Oh, yeah. For blue and a black. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Blue and a black. Original Ravnica. Beautiful artwork. Super fun. 4 Mesmeric Orbs. Jeff's looking for that one right now.
Whenever a permanent becomes untapped, that permanent's controller puts a top card of his or her library into his or her graveyard.
I believe I trimmed... No, I didn't trim any of those. I don't know. I trimmed one more card from the spells so I could play that third, my Manic Scribe. So, lands, 2 islands, 2 swamps, 2 Bloodstained Mire, which I actually don't have yet.
I had to think for a second what Bloodstained Mire was, but it's the black red fetch.
Yep. I don't have those yet. Haven't had a chance to pick them up, but, you know. It is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just have an island and a swamp in there for now. Two dark slick shores, two watery graves, three flooded strand. Oh, I cut a ghost quarters. That's what I did. Two ghost quarters, three shell dock isle, four polluted delta. We move to the sideboard. We have three ensnaring bridge, which I actually haven't built this sideboard yet because the ensnaring bridge is ungodly expensive right now.
Yeah.
One expirate.
Thanks, Eldrazi.
Two nil spell bombs. Three. Fucking Eldrazi.
I did. That needs to be the back of our t-shirts. Cardboard crack. Thanks, Eldrazi.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be the back of our t-shirt for sure. Profane Mento set adrift, three surgical two set adrift, three surgical extractions, and one Tormod's crypt. So some fun cards. I'm super excited to kick Jeff's ass with this one.
I'd be happy to lose to this because this is hilarious. Yeah.
I built two fun decks. Look at that, Alex doing something with his life.
He's doing something with his money, spending it.
Yeah, spending way too much money on Magic. But you know what? That's the whole point of this cardboard crack. It's an addiction. It's real sick.
He needs help. He needs help. Gonna sit you down in front of all your friends and family. A nice little intervention for you.
Intervention. You know what? If I had an intervention, I would probably just go out and buy more Magic cards.
Yep. Alec, you have a problem. Yeah, I know.
Fine.
It's called cigarettes.
I love it.
This stuff keeps me sane.
It keeps me real. It keeps me alive. Oh, crap. The score is 3-0. Sorry for that, guys. Just looked over and we are losing.
And US is sucking a fat one right now.
It doesn't surprise me. All right, back to the cardboard crackness. We are about 40 minutes into this cast. We got about another 20. We're gonna go for a solid hour today.
I like it.
Because the last two, I think, have been less... Actually, the last three have been less than an hour.
Well, the last episode was like, hey, we're in a hotel room, blah, blah, blah. We're done.
Yep. All right, so the next thing we're going to talk about is what Eternal Masters has come for... What it means to us. What its sort of prices are sort of sitting at, if they're falling, if they're dropping, and... Is Eternal Masters a good set? We're both going to give our opinions on
that.
So we're going to start. Let's go with what it means to us. You know, and I know we've sort of blabbered on about this in the last couple of episodes, but it is a huge milestone. I mean, you know, we've had our Modern Masters, but...
We've had two of them.
We've had two of them. One was good, one was eh.
One was like, here, have a Goyf again,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, okay. Reprint the Eldrazis. Okay. It's like they knew that the Eldrazis were coming back.
Well, it's like they didn't even reprint all of them. It was like, did they?
Reprinted Ulamog, Kozilek, and...
And Emrakul.
And Emrakul.
Okay.
Kozilek.
I just might have been like in China.
I got my foil Ulamog, baby. Yeah, Modern Masters foil Ulamog.
I had a Japanese foil, a set foil before, and I was like, you can get traded... Right now.
All right, so, you know, I'll start. Eternal Masters, it means a lot to me. You know, I'm just, you know, like we've said probably a million times on this podcast, we're just getting into Eternal formats. I mean, like Modern, we've been in for a while.
But is that truly the Eternal format that has a higher turnover rate for bannings than Legacy does?
Correct.
These are the cards that have really shaped the magic as a whole. You know, new cards come out, some of them, you know, directly affect Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, here's a set that has been defined, and here's all of your regular cards that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Your Monastery Mentor, hell, Nahiri, who was just printed, is in Legacy decks.
Well, I wouldn't say staple, but there are a lot of decks that are starting to be built around her ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
And
even the new Eldrazi,
mm-hmm.
All they're like, wait, Eldrazi are really good?
Dude.
Let's make a Legacy deck out of them. Thanks, Modern. Yeah. You just gave us a great idea.
Well, let's go Legacy. Let's go Legacy Eldrazi. So you're talking four Mimics, four Reality Smashers, four Mattery Shapers, four Thought Not Seers, and four Endless Ones. You were talking about... All of... Okay, a huge chunk of this deck is currently standard legal.
Yeah.
And you are bringing it into an Eternal format.
Into a deck that is played with, like, $100 lands.
Yeah. You know, it's insane. It's one of those things that, which is really funny, like, you know, I made the joke from cracking so much Oath of the Gatewatch, which a majority of these Eldrazi's are from, minus, like, the Endless one. You are